From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, students in St. Catherine receive back-to-school support. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. 9 children from schools in St. Catherine have received assistance in their back-to-school preparations. The Poverty Alleviation and Empowerment Foundation, PAEF, has issued grants to the children, 7 of whom will be entering high school in September. Last year, the foundation provided 4 grants to students from the Macaulay and Old Harbour Primary Schools. This year, 7 new awardees were announced from Davis, Old Harbour and Old Harbour Bay Primary Schools, along with 2 repeat beneficiaries who performed exceptionally well during their first year of high school. Chairman of the PAEF, Devon Samuels, says the students display the propensity to become agents of change in their communities and the nation.
I look forward to the day coming when I'll see that not only will you do well at your high school, but that you'll graduate and that you'll matriculate to a university or to a college. And more than that, that one day I will see you addressing some gathering of people where you are contributing fulsomely to this country.
The foundation has committed to assisting the students throughout their tenure in high school on the grounds that they maintain at least a B+ average. The annual endowment of funds represents but a fraction of the work being carried out by this fairly new organization established in January 2014.
The community that we started in was Old Harbour Bay. We were invited there to start our work by one of the deacons of the church with a breakfast program at the primary school. And we also have a breakfast program at 2 additional basic schools there. And we give a monthly food pack to just about 50 indigent persons in the community. We provide assistance with uniforms in the schools where students have challenges with uniform.
Executive Director of the Poverty Alleviation and Empowerment Foundation, Pauline Gregory Lewis. The mantra of the foundation says, "Not only will we give you a fish, we will also teach you how to fish," stemming from the words of Jesus the Christ in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. In this vein, the PAEF also has programs targeting the parents of children in Old Harbour.
We were involved in the training of persons who had an interest in beekeeping. We did that training along with Bodles, Ministry of Agriculture. Having done that training, we also moved to do a proposal to Food for the Poor, who provided bee colonies and all the equipment that were necessary to get 10 farmers the ability to set up their own apiaries.
Residents who are interested in poultry rearing also get a chance to set up their own business with the help of the Rural Agricultural Development Association, RADA.
And that is what we are about, how we can assist, and while assisting, helping the parents to reach that level that they can do something for themselves too. They can provide the breakfast, they can get the uniforms, they can help the students as much as they can going to school.
Executive Director, Poverty Alleviation and Empowerment Foundation, Pauline Gregory Lewis. The PAEF also assists the elderly by providing them with food and reaches out to the unattached youth, offering opportunities for entrepreneurship. Student of the Immaculate Conception High, Taika Walters, is a beneficiary of the program.
I am very grateful for this organization because they have helped me very well. They helped me last year and it was very good, and this year they're helping me again.
Taika's mother, Anne-Marie Wright, is also thankful for the welcome support. The group attended her daughter's graduation and subsequently lent a helping hand.
I'm very grateful for what the foundation has done for my daughter and other children, and I hope they continue the good work. Lord bless them.
The foundation is committed to community development, gifting residents, young and old, with the tools to improve their lives and help build the nation. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Sexual transmission of the Zika virus by men is potentially possible. Use a condom every time to protect your sex partner. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.